inside of this lesson, let's talk about your calling. Because I believe that if you decide to take action and go through this course, you feel like you're called to serve. You feel like you're called to make a bigger impact. You feel like you are called to share a specific message with a specific group of people and make an impact on the world as a result of what you're doing. So let's talk about your calling. So here is the question that is foundation for this lesson and everything I'm going to be sharing with you inside of this video. I want you to ask yourself this right now. If I woke up every morning feeling excited about life, fulfilled, and confident knowing I was making a real difference in the world, what would I be doing? And think about that. If you woke up every morning feeling excited, feeling fulfilled, feeling confident, knowing that you're making a big difference, knowing that you were having an impact, knowing that you were doing work that mattered, and you were feeling happy about your progress and about the way your life was going, what would you be doing? And what is the game changer work that you feel that you're put here on this earth to do? And this is your calling. The work that you feel like you're put here to do that's going to make a big difference, that's going to make you wake up every morning feeling excited and feeling confident and feeling powerful, knowing that you're serving people, that you're doing your best work. That is the work that you're called to do. So now, once you're clear on that, ask yourself this. Is what I'm doing right now helping me fulfill my mission and get closer to doing the work that I'm called to do? Is it bringing you closer or is it moving you further away? And if it's moving you further away, it's time to make that shift. It's time to say, okay, what I'm doing right now may be making me money, yeah, but it's not making me feel excited. I'm not feeling fulfilled. I'm not feeling like I'm doing my best work. Now, what would I be doing if I were to feel this way? And now it's time to shift direction, shift your focus, and go towards that work that you really feel called to do. And give yourself permission to step into that power and do that work, regardless of it being outside of your comfort zone, regardless of you not being sure exactly the steps right now. Just know that once you are aligned with your purpose and your calling, and once you are doing work that matters, and once you have that passion and that energy and that excitement behind your messaging, and you are speaking with conviction, and you are committed to serving these people and providing value, things will work for you. You will have that breakthrough because people will feel that passion, people will feel that energy, and people will want to do business with you. So go towards that thing that you feel called to do. And this video, I really want to give you that confidence for you to say, okay, this is what I'm here to do. This is the game changer work. This is why I'm doing this. And it's my time to go out there and do it. Okay. So let's talk about clarifying your mission, right? So your life's mission should be in full alignment with your core values, which we talked about in the identity lesson, and shine through in everything that you do. So you want to live and embody this. Okay. So one thing that you also have to remember is that your mission is not just about you. It should include others. So something that fuels you daily and allow you to grow into who you have to become, and it puts you on a journey. So when you want to fulfill this mission and when you have this greater calling, you're now on a journey towards being the best version of yourself and being the person that fulfills this calling. So when it comes to your mission, you want to keep it simple. You want to keep it clear. You want to keep it authentic. So this is not generic. This is not something that has to be perfect. This is not something that you're saying because you feel like others want to hear. This is something that's authentic to you. Because you want to have a motion behind it. You want to have a bigger, stronger why behind what you're doing, and that's going to fuel you. So for me, my mission in life is to lead a life that inspires others to become the best version of themselves and get their authentic message out there into the world. That's my mission. To be the example. My mission is for me to lead my life in a way that others see it, others resonate with it, others feel inspired to become the best version of themselves and to get their message out there and to do the work that matters to them and make their biggest impact. And this allows me to, number one, be intentional about the moves that I make, be intentional about staying in alignment with what I really want and my core values, because I want to lead by example. I don't want to just preach. I want you to see my life and be inspired by the way that I live, be inspired by the way that I do my business, be inspired by the way I deliver value. So if you're a messenger, and I know you are, I want you to be inspired by the way I'm delivering my value and the passion that I have, and you to say, wow, it's time for me to step up. It's time for me to give more value to my audience. It's time for me to share my message more powerfully. It's time for me to get clear on what I really want so that I can be the best version of myself. So I don't want to tell people what to do. I don't want to say this is the best way to do something. I want to live my life, and I want to share my message in a way that helps you get clear on what you want and the message that you want to share and the impact that you want to have and feel confident moving in that direction. So I want you to get clear on your mission. Why do you feel like you're here? What is the game changer work that you want to do? What is the mission that will give you what you want but includes others and that will make a bigger impact on the world because of you? So now let's break it down. So with you and your mission, what is the work that you feel called to do? What is the problem that you feel called to solve? And what is the message that you feel called to share? And these questions are going to be on the worksheet for this lesson. And I want you to take some time to fill out these questions to get clearer on your mission. So what is the work that you feel called to do? What is the problem that you want to solve? And what is the message that you feel called to share? Take some time, get clear on that. And then for your tribe, who are the people that you feel called to serve? What's the big impact that you want to have on them as a result of what you do? And what is a unique contribution that you want to have on the world? So in this one, we're talking about you and what you want and the work that you want to do and the message that you want to share. And then as a result of that, we're focusing on your tribe and whose life is going to be better because you decided to fulfill your mission. Whose life is going to be better because you decided to step up and share your message, right? What is the big impact that you're going to have on their lives as a result of doing what you do? And what is the unique contribution that you want to have on the world because you decided to step forward and move with purpose on your calling? And now, why? Okay? Because like I said, everything that you're doing and your mission, you want to have emotion behind it. And you're not going to have that unless you're clear on why you're doing it. Okay? So what's the purpose behind why you do what you do? Is it because you saw someone else doing it? Is it because you feel like it's the easiest thing to do? Or is there a deeper reason behind why you feel so compelled to do and share this message and do the work that you feel called to do? So what is the purpose behind why you do what you do? What's the reason you feel so compelled to do this? And what about doing your best work, fulfilling your purpose, and seeing others get results get you lit up and excited? Why did this matter? There's a reason why you decided to invest in this course. There's a reason why you decided to watch this video on how to move forward on getting your calling out there and fulfilling your mission. Why? What's driving you? Why does this matter so much to you? It's important that you know this, and it's important that the world knows this. Because when people see that you have a bigger why, when people see that you actually care, when people see that you're not just regurgitating information, but this is really something that's on your heart, that's on your mind, that you embodied and you are committed to doing and you're in it for the long run, that's when they will resonate with you. That's when you'll become magnetic to them. So what is the purpose behind why you're doing what you're doing? What's the reason why you feel so compelled to do this? And what about doing your best work and fulfilling that purpose and helping people get results? What about that gets you lit up and excited and on fire and passionate? And be specific about this stuff. And a question that I want to end with is, how can you let this shine through your messaging and your marketing? So you know the mission that you have for yourself. You know your tribe and the people that lives are going to change because of it. And you know the why. You know the purpose behind it. Now, how can you let this shine through your messaging and your marketing and your branding online? So when you're communicating your message, how can people just come across your blog, come across your Instagram, come across your videos and feel like they know you? They know the mission that you want to fulfill. They know the transformation that you help them provide. They know why you're doing what you're doing. How can you let this shine? Get clearer on this, and in the future lessons when we're talking about the magnetic messaging and the superpower and the storytelling, this is really going to show you how to let it shine. But I want you to take some time and just think and just brainstorm about how can you let your mission and your big why and what you really want and why you feel like you're called to share this message, how can you let that shine into the marketplace? Okay, so take some time, answer these questions. Get clearer on your calling and the mission that you want to fulfill. Fill out the action worksheet and really take action on this stuff, because this is going to help you have that clarity. And this is so much more important than just seeing how to get 5 leads a day or 10 leads a day or even 50 leads a day or the perfect workout routine or anything like that, right? Any tactical stuff. This is so much more important, and I can't stress that enough. So go through this, answer the questions, and I'll see you on the next lesson.